For a faster, easier way to keep your kitchen and bathroom spotless, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, here's a way to save cleaning work that millions of women agree is one of the great work-saving developments of modern times. It's with the cleaner specifically created to dissolve grease, with Babbo. You see, 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease that holds dirt. Babbo melts the grease away, does most of the hard work for you. With grease dissolved, dirt and stains wipe gently off. Try Babbo for cleaning your pots and pans, stove, sink, and bathroom fixtures. See how you save precious time, save work. Today at your grocer's, get Babbo, B-A-B-O. And now, Laura Lawton. Gail McDonald, Laura's vindictive sister-in-law, has just put her name to a check for $1,000. A check made out to Russell Crail, who is almost a stranger to her, but who offers in return a plan to bring about Laura's downfall. What is this plan? And will it work? Meanwhile, Laura and May Case, secretary to Laura's husband, Peter Carver, are in the office of his attorney, Richard Lane. And May is now saying...
Well, we may be exaggerating this thing entirely, Mr. Lane, but both Laura and I felt that you should have some ideas on the subject anyway.
Richard, May is right. We may be running off in all directions. I don't think we are, but at the same time...
Let's look at the record, hmm? Mm-hmm. Crail, Russell Crail is his chap's name, is the brother of the chief engineer on the Anne Bonny, the ship that's lost off the coast of Brazil somewhere.
That's it, Mr. Lane.
Oh, now come, May. Don't let's be so formal. After all, you've known me since Peter and I used to be taken to the circus when we'd come home from boarding school.
Well, that's true, Dick. I just think if I call you Mr. Lane, you'll be less apt to tell me I'm foolish.
It won't stop me from thinking it. If you are foolish, which I doubt very much.
Richard, the thing that worries both of us more than anything else is the fact that Gail is involved with this young man. She's having dinner with him.
Well, Laura, don't you think that's something for her husband to worry about?
Well, we don't want Angus to know.
What do you achieve by protecting Angus in that fashion, Laura? Angus ought to know.
Well...
In other words, the situation resolves into two problems. The one between Gail and Angus, and the one concerning Peter and the loss of the Anne Bonny.
There's the lawyer, May, don't you see? Mm-hmm. You and I were tackling it as one problem.
Well, you have to sort things out, Laura, otherwise you'd be in a dreadful mess.
Well, I think we're in one now. You see, Dick, Russell Crail came to see Angus with quite a tale of woe about the family, the loss of his brother. All of which would have been convincing and understandable except for his attitude, which implied that Angus had married into the shipyards and was sitting very pretty.
And then Angus was worried. He felt with Peter away, possibly Russell Crail would get in touch with me, which he tried to do, but he met Gail instead.
And Gail, who has always been something worse than foolish, is there having dinner with him.
Where is she having dinner?
We don't know.
Well, that's something of a disadvantage, May. Laura, couldn't you have found out?
Well, I irritated Gail so that she won't tell me anything. I forbade her to go. And that was the dynamite that set her off.
Gail's quite a stormy petrel, isn't she? Yes, we've always had trouble with Peter's sister. She's so willful.
Well, what will we do now, Richard? Peter's looking for the ship. He's away. He'll probably be away for some time. What can we do home here so that he won't worry?
I'm not sure, Laura. We'll have to think about it. We've got to find Russell Crail first. We've got to find out what cards he has and how he expects to play them.
Well, I thought of looking up the family. I thought May and I could call on them and find out that way if there's some respectability there.
Yes, you might do that. We'll think about it.
May thinks that he's probably going to play around with some blackmail.
Oh, I'm probably being melodramatic, Dick, but after all...
No, you're not being melodramatic, May. That's probably what he's planning, a very smart confidence game. And, of course, Gale will fall for anything. How do I reach Angus?
Oh, Dick.
Now, look, May, Gale is Angus's wife. He's got to know she's being foolish. He's got to step in there and give some orders.
Well, I wish I'd been able to establish some friendship between Gale and me in the years that Peter and I have been married. Here is Peter away, and I have no guidance for Gale. I can't do anything for her.
Well, not because you don't want to, Laura, or because you're not competent. Only because she's selfish and spoiled. Peter's never done anything to make her any different. Well, I'll get hold of Angus and have a talk with him. You two girls stop worrying.
Oh, Dick, you're very kind. Only don't call me a girl, after all.
Oh, don't bristle, May. You're the youngest 60 I ever saw.
She thinks you're humoring her, Richard. Well, I think I'll go back to the penthouse now and wait for a call from Peter.
Will you tell him any of this, Laura?
Oh, certainly not. Well, what could he do?
That's true enough. All right, let Angus and me handle this thing. We'll have everything right for you in no time. You watch.
Well, I hope you don't make Angus too unhappy about Gale. That would be a shame.
He'll take over. Angus is all right, Laura. I've known him some time. Well, you go along and just worry about Peter. Everything else is in our hands.
Laura goes home to the penthouse, where she sits waiting for a call from Peter. Now, the door to the apartment opens, and she calls...
Gale, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Laura. What?
I just wondered, dear. With no servants in the apartment, I'm on the alert.
It's late.
No, not very.
Did you just get in?
No, I've been here some time.
Oh.
Did you enjoy your dinner, Gale?
Very much. He's utterly charming.
Oh, now, Gale, don't bristle when I talk to you. Why can't you realize that I'm sincerely trying to be helpful and friendly?
Because I don't believe you are, Laura. I don't believe any of that. I think you enjoy being the top lady in the Carver family.
When you talk like that, Gale, you're discounting your own family.
Peter is my family.
Your husband is your family, Gale. Your husband is Angus MacDonald, and you owe all your allegiance to him. You... What's the use?
There isn't any use, Laura. If that's for me...
No, it's my call, Gale. They're ringing me now. It's from Peter.
Oh.
I've been sitting here for more than an hour. They've been ringing me back.
I suppose you're going to...
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Peter. Oh, Peter, dear.
Are you, Laura?
Go away, Gale. I want to talk to Peter. Darling, it's so silly. It's as if you were calling me from the office.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say it's as if I were in the next room. Though that's just where I'd like to be.
Darling, are you flying tomorrow again?
We have to, dear. We've got to try and find that ship.
Well, I don't minimize that at all, Peter. I know you want to find it, but why must you go yourself?
I have to go myself, Laura. I can't send those men out on a... Darling, I want to go.
You were going to say you couldn't send those people out on a difficult mission.
Well, now, darling, I didn't call you up to talk to you about this kind of nonsense. I called you up because I was lonesome.
Oh.
And all you do is scold me. Now, that isn't kind. That isn't being a devoted wife. How are things back home?
Oh, fine, darling. Just fine.
Have you got Gale towing the mark? You have to keep her in line, dear, and you're the one to do it.
Now, you're not to worry about a thing.
Well, all I'm worrying about is how soon I can get home to you. Are you happy?
How can I be happy without you, Peter? Don't be silly.
You sound depressed.
Well,
now, darling, we'll find that ship. Don't think we won't. We'll find it, do you hear?
Yes.
And I'll be home. Look here, will you do something for me?
Yes, Peter.
Look up some of the families of the men aboard her, will you? I think it'd be good if you'd call.
Oh.
You can get the names from Angus. He's looking up the crew from the owners, and it would just be a gesture, but I think it's worth making.
All right, Peter.
Thanks, darling. Look, I've promised not to use up too much time on this call. I'll telephone you again tomorrow night.
Yes, dear.
And I'll be home soon, I promise. I'll be home very soon.
Oh, God bless you, Peter. Be careful. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, my sweet.
Well, you didn't tell him.
No, I didn't tell him, Gale.
He'd have said it wasn't any of your affair.
Perhaps, but I think you're wrong. Let's not talk about it tonight. Let's not talk about it. I'm worried about Peter, Gale. And don't make me quarrel with you, too. Please, at least let me worry in peace.
Well, for heaven's sake, Laura, why do you worry about Peter?
Well, it's a dangerous mission, Gale. They're flying very low to try to find the ship. They'll be going into all sorts of coves and harbors and beaches looking for the Anne Bonny.
Peter will be all right.
He told me to do something, Gale, which may or may not involve you.
What?
He told me to look up some of the families of the crew of the Anne Bonny to call on them.
Well, what a coincidence.
Yes, it is, rather. I could begin with Russell Crail. Of course,
I thought Angus told you not to let him in. I thought that was the big thing you were telling me, Laura, that we mustn't see this man, that he's wicked and so on and so on.
Gail,
and here you are trying to see him yourself. He's very fascinating, Laura. Very fascinating indeed.
Gail, how can you talk like that?
Well, after all, Laura...
Gail, try to remember, try to believe, rather, that I'm ready to love you because you're Peter's sister. Now, don't fight me all the time. Don't be so antagonistic.
You're hysterical. I think I'll go to bed. I can't bear emotional conversations, and this is beginning to be one. Oh, by the way, I'll try to get Russell to call on you. I think I can persuade him, but I'm not sure. Sleep well, Laura. You're looking awfully tired these days.
Laura sighs as Gail walks away, sighs and shakes her head. What does a meeting with Russell Crail hold for Laura Lawton? Now for results on Babbel's new survey, a nationwide survey that should set your mind at rest once and for all on which cleaner is voted best by women who actually use it. We asked nearly 6,000 women in over all 48 states to compare Babbel with ordinary cleansers with the new cleansers, to report to us detailed results. Here is what women who took part said again and again, that Babbel saved on the average, over 6 minutes cleaning a gas stove top, over 4 minutes cleaning a roaster, nearly 9 minutes cleaning a refrigerator. Yes, savings in actual time that on the average total more than half an hour a day. Please think for a moment what this means to you, this repeated experience of so many women. Think how, if you're extra careful, you can save even more. But that's not all. These same women reported overwhelmingly, Babbel is safest for costly surfaces, and Babbel is more economical. And the reason for this is simple. 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Babbel was created specifically to dissolve grease. With grease dissolved, dirt wipes gently away. Cleaning is astonishingly fast, thorough, safe. You're through quickly. So profit by the pleasant experience of so many women. Switch to Babbel. Use it for cleaning your pots and pans, kitchen and bathroom fixtures. As you use it, notice also that Babbel is white, the color of purity. Stays white, even when wet. Above all, see if you don't save even more than half an hour a day. Today, get Babbel, B-A-B-O. For convenience, get two cans. Keep one in the bathroom, one in the kitchen. Laura Lawton will be on the air at this same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbel, the grease dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, clean those pots and pans and sinks the easy way with Babbel, B-A-B-O.
Never again take the hard, slow way to open sluggish drain pipes. Change to the easy, low-cost way with Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S. Just empty a little down the drain following directions on the label. And Lycons works fast. Dissolves accumulated stoppage so you flush it right down that drain. And then use Lycons every week to guard against this trouble. Lycons will not injure pipes. It is harmless to septic tanks. Today, ask your grocer for Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.